If you're ready to get out of your own way to follow the seven-figure science of success, then welcome to Sell Without Selling. Tune in with renowned international speaker Stacey O'Byrne as she shows you how mastering relationships, achieving the proper mindset, and attaining the necessary motivation will catapult you away from failure and onto your journey to greatness. And now, here is your host, Stacey O'Byrne.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Sell Without Selling. I'm your host, Stacey O'Byrne, and I believe that learning the art and the science of how to sell without selling is the only way to achieve high six and seven figure success. I am so excited to dig into this episode today with you. And really quick, if you're a business owner, entrepreneur, or sales professional, and you haven't hit the level of success that you've wanted or needed, or if you're stuck and needing a pivot in your business and your success, or you just want more, and you understand the importance of having a coach to help identify the blind spots, increase accountability, and help with success strategies to take you, your business, your income, and your success to the next level. If this sounds like something for you, then head over to pivotpointadvantage.com/iwantsuccess. That's pivotpointadvantage.com/iwantsuccess. There's a quick application there that will lead to a phone call with us to see if we're a great fit for each other. Okay, let's do this. So I have a question for you. Are you in your way when it comes to achieving the success that you've always dreamed of, desired, and know you deserve? Are you in your way in your pursuit of success, in your pursuit of growth, development, building your business, increasing your sales, attracting prospective clients? Or are you on your way? You know, I meet, greet, talk with thousands of entrepreneurs on a monthly basis. Some of you even put yourself on my calendar, and we have amazing one-on-one conversations. And the one thing that is a common denominator for all of us, including me, is we always have blind spots. We don't know what we don't know, and it's what we don't know that always impacts us and affects us. So let's first start with, are you in your way? You know, when it comes to business owners, entrepreneurs, independent sales contractors, there are a lot of ways that we can get in our way. You know, one of the biggest ones I see on a continual basis is the culmination, the manifestation of chaos in one's business, in one's schedule, in one's day-to-day. Have you ever met that person? Maybe you are that person who constantly has something going wrong, constantly struggles with being overly busy, too busy, has massive chaos going around. It's almost like it's a continual war zone. Do you thrive in that? Do you really think you thrive in that? Do you truly believe you thrive in that? You know, one of the ways that I see people in their way, one of the ways I see you in your way, is you lack proper planning. You lack preparing. It doesn't matter how good you are at what it is you do. It doesn't matter who your future prospective client is, who you are. If you aren't prepared for your day, if you don't plan your day, I can promise you, your day is going to plan you. Your day is going to run all over you. One of the ways that it shows up in sales is people lack proper preparation before they meet with their prospective client. And when you meet with your client and you really have zero understanding of what their needs, wants, and desires are, zero understanding of what their problems are, how do you know that you can even solve it. You know, so many salespeople ask me for a script. Just tell me what to say. What should I say? Well, reality is this. If your prospective client is standing in front of you, that is a live, dynamic situation. It's a live, dynamic environment. It is ever evolving. How can you go into that with a canned presentation, a canned script? The right thing to say is what's relevant to what is being said. If you understand who they are, if you understand how they are, if you understand their problem, and look, you are the resident expert in your product, service, and solution, which means unequivocally, you understand the problems because you get to solve them on a daily basis. Then the right thing to say to them, with them, for them, is in direct response to whatever they just said. If you are looking for a cookie cutter presentation, if you are looking for scripts and statements and responses to memorize, you are lacking the ability to connect with them. You are lacking the engagement of where they're at and how they are. You aren't a problem solver. At that point, you are a script deliverer. When you can embrace the fact that people don't care about your product, service, and solution, when you can embrace the fact that the only thing people care about is their problem, is their need, and you can show up and have a conversation with them, in other words, meet them where they're at, and help them navigate their obstacles in a fluid, dynamic, conversational manner, you're never going to have to sell. Which then leads us to the typical business person, entrepreneur, sales professional. They overpromise and they underdeliver. They lack follow through. Do you follow through with everything you say? Do you follow through with everything you promise? If the answer is yes, great. I'm going to push back and ask you to get really real. Do you tell somebody you'll get back to them tomorrow? Do you? Do you tell yourself you're going to do something and then don't do it, half-ass do it, or do it later than what you promised? That's not following through on your word. It's imperative that you write down all of your commitments as tasks with due dates, that you commit to and promise other people, including yourself. Do you have clarity on how to follow through with your commitments? One of the things that has always turned me off, that unfortunately some business owners, entrepreneurs, and sales professionals do, is they trash talk their competition. They trash talk other people. I can share with you, you are incapable of seeing anything that exists in anyone that doesn't exist within you. There's a psychological foundation known as perception is projection. When someone is saying negative or unpositive things about somebody, they are clearly sharing with you who and how they are. The thing that people get triggered on the most is the clearest representation of who they are. Get really curious as to how you show up this way. Another thing I see frequently is people showing up fake. People showing up with plastic masks on. They Iron Man up, so to speak. They show up how they think other people need to see them. They show up how they think other people want to see them. They avoid showing up authentic and congruent to who they are and how they are. When you show up fake, people see right through it. They may not tell you it. They may not know what they feel. They may not know what they see. What they do know is they're not connecting and they don't know why. Be true to you. Whoever that is, however that is. Let people get to know you. If you are okay being you, people are going to be okay with you. And remember, your need to sell does not mean they have a need to buy or make a decision. Our prospective client does have a problem. They do have a need, want, and desire. When you show up in service to them, you will get a clear understanding of how urgent their need is, how urgent their problem is, and what process in decision-making they are at. You know, you hear me say on time and time again that we step into people's map of reality, speak into their listening, and move them through their decision-making process into the solution that best serves them. There are a lot of ways to do that. You know, my specialty is on human behavior. My specialty is getting people out of their way so that they can get on their way and have their way. I do invest a lot of time and energy on mindset because I know that itty bitty shitty committee that's in your brain interferes with your ability to move forward, interferes with your self-belief, your self-worth, your self-confidence, your self-esteem, all of which allow you to put yourself out there or not. I specialize in communication, linguistics, the way we speak with ourselves and the way we speak with others. If we're constantly beating ourselves down, if that bully on the brain is constantly bitch slapping our brain, how can we ever stand in an empowered state to have an empowering conversation with somebody to move them out of their problem, their need, their want, their desire, into an empowered state where a solution exists? Communication is both internal and external. We get to shift the way we talk with ourselves, and there's a lot to that. It's not just you make a decision to talk with yourself differently. You get to learn about yourself. Understand that the journey that you've been through doesn't define you, it creates you. Looking at past circumstances and experiences to elicit the lessons that are out, the lessons that exist within them, and extract them out so that we can apply to self. Lessons are always about ourselves and never about others. It's really about you shifting your perspective on the things that may have had outcomes that were less desirable for you, which then help you realize that they were actually the situations and circumstances that gave you the best tools to navigate through life to help others, including yourself. You are surrounded by people who think differently than you. You are surrounded by people who see things differently than you. You are surrounded by people that feel differently than you and who speak differently than you. So when you allow yourself to learn how to master communication and the way other people process information, it makes it easier for you to speak into people's listening. And when you can do that, then you're capable of having those live, dynamic, ever-evolving conversations so that you can go scriptless and still know what to say and how to say it and when to say it, because it's always the right thing, because it's in response to what they said, not what you think you're supposed to say to overcome an objection. All an objection means is that you haven't yet met their need, want, and desire, attached it to your product, service, and solution, and established the value of it. An objection doesn't mean that they're not buying. It means that you haven't convinced them and they're not buying from you. A script is not going to get you out of that. It may a very small percentage of the time, which is why the average salesperson only closes 10% of the sales. You want to get out of your way so you can get in your way? It all starts with you. It all starts with you understanding you so you can understand others. It all starts with the purpose and intentions of why you create the chaos that you create. I'd love to be able to give you a blanket statement to that. And fortunately, each and every one of us are different. Success starts with you. You know, I've had a lot of conversations lately with a lot of amazing, dynamic entrepreneurs and salespeople. And they have been going out of their way to make a lot of the right moves and investing in themselves, you know, with coaches and with programs. And unfortunately, what they were investing in were things that they liked to invest in, not things they needed to. So, you know, through my engagement with them, I would give them homework. You know, get really curious about this area in your life, this area in your business. What do you want to accomplish? What do you want to achieve? What's the purpose and intention of doing this? And I would always get texts later, well, what happens if this doesn't work? My response is, what's the purpose of going into something, looking at the worst case scenario? You are the author, the producer, the main character, the director of your life. You want a different outcome, write a different story. And like I said, the way you do that, it all starts with you. Remove the chaos. How do you do that? Get curious about the purpose of creating it to begin with. I want to share with you, my passion is to help people get out of their way so that they can get on their way and have their way. We do what we need the most, and I have to tell you, it was the biggest gift that was ever given to me. All I want to do is pay it forward. You ready for success? Do you really want a different life, different outcomes? Connect with me. Your success is important to me, and it's also important to me to make sure that these episodes are valuable to you and for you. I would love for you to do three things right now. First, I'd love for you to head over to Facebook and join our Sell Without Selling community. That's head over to Facebook and join our Sell Without Selling community. Second, I'd love for you to hop over to Instagram and follow us at Pivot Point Advantage. Let's hop over to Instagram, follow us at Pivot Point Advantage. And second, I'd love to chat with you and get feedback on the episodes and find out any topics that you're interested in to help make these episodes more powerful and helpful to you achieving the success that you've always dreamed of desired, and know you deserve. Head over to pivotpointadvantage.com/talktostacy. That's pivotpointadvantage.com/talktostacy. Let's get a 15-minute call on the schedule. Always remember this. Choice is a powerful thing, and suffering is always optional. Get out of your way so you can get on your way, so you can finally have your way. Thanks so much for listening, and I look forward to talking with you soon.
Whether it's mastering your mindset, communication, or success, we have more ways to keep you on your journey to greatness. Be sure to visit us at pivotpointadvantage.com for exclusive online training programs, success-specific courses, and more ways to connect to Stacy directly to help you achieve the financial success you've always desired, dreamed, and deserved. That's all available on pivotpointadvantage.com.